How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. The special guest co-host for this installment of Grade A Nation is none other than self-proclaimed relationship expert Michael Ficus, who has been on Grade A Nation before. Michael, how are you doing?
Hello! This is Michael, and I am back on Grade A Nation. The question is why is it that I had to pay to be on?
Well, Michael, the thing is that with the special guest co-hosts that pay to be on, we promote you, your brand, get your name out there. And so it seems like a win-win situation when you really think about it.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know. You know, having someone pay to be on a podcast as a guest, I don't know, it just seems very Jewy to me.
All right, you don't have to go down that road.
Oh, well, I apologize. I just am expressing an opinion. My name is Michael Ficus, and I am a red-blooded American male, and I love to give advice about romance.
Okay, let's focus on that and less on the anti-Semitism.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's talk about the subject you wanted to focus on for this installment of Grade A Nation. You are concerned that there seems to be some sort of trickery going on between two recording artists.
That's right. So there is this girl singer. I forget her name. She's American and Cuban heritage. I forget her name. I think it's Carmen Sandiego.
No, it can't be Carmen Sandiego. That was a cartoon that taught kids geography.
Okay. Well, whatever her name is, she is going out on dates with this Canadian singer boy, Shawn Mendes, and it's very disturbing.
And why is it disturbing, Michael?
Well, it's disturbing because this Carmelo Anthony.
What do you mean, Carmelo Anthony?
Yes, Carmelo Anthony. This Carmelo Anthony is out dancing and kissing Shawn Mendes.
Now, Carmelo Anthony was, likely be a basketball player in the NBA. He hasn't been signed to a team as of this recording, but, you know, someone might sign him. So he is a man. He is not a American Cuban female singer.
Well, you are getting bogged down by this name thing. Who cares what her name is? The fact is that we have a woman that is dating a gay man.
All right, you don't have any proof of that, Michael. How do you know that Shawn Mendes is gay?
Well, do you have eyes?
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, just look at him. He just has a very, very feminine look about him. He has feminine mannerisms. He talks in a very feminine way. I'm just saying that if you were going to describe a gay person, you would likely be describing Shawn Mendes.
I don't think that's very fair, and you don't have evidence of that. So let me emphasize that this is the opinion of Michael Ficus.
Wait a minute. In interviews, Shawn Mendes is asked about his sexuality. So other people have mentioned it. And the focus should be, he says, on his music and not his sexuality. So that, in and of itself, proves that he's gay.
What? What do you mean that proves that he's gay?
Well, if you are someone who is so defensive that you say you should not be talking about my sexuality, please talk about my music, you must be gay.
All right, I do not buy that hypothesis one bit. Maybe he's just a recording artist that wants people to focus on his music. Whether or not he's straight, gay, bisexual, even transgender, what does it even matter?
Well, it matters because seeing Shawn Mendes kissing at the beach with Cameron Dallas.
I don't think her name is Cameron Dallas.
Whatever her name is, seeing this woman dating
a gay man
is a sign that she is ashamed of her own sexuality and would probably rather be licking an axe wound herself.
All right, so now you're saying she's a lesbian.
Yes. Yes, I am. What's wrong with that? I'm just making an observation. Aren't I allowed to have an opinion?
Well, you are allowed to have an opinion, but you should, you know, provide some support for what you're claiming.
All I am saying is that this Cardi B Caramello character is someone who is doing something that is not normal. Okay, she is a woman that is knowingly dating
a gay man.
So when women knowingly date a gay man, they are trying to send a message. Either they hate men, they're ashamed of their own lesbian proclivities, or there might be some deep-seated mental issue there.
I apologize, everyone, for what Michael just said. I do not agree or adhere to what he is claiming.
Oh, so you're gonna throw me under the bus, are you?
Well, you're the one making the claim without even providing any support for anything.
It just seems very weird that a woman would date
a gay man
when there are so many great men out there. Why, she could be dating you for all I know. She could be dating Mr. Chris Tumish.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but, you know, if she happens to have a connection with Shawn Mendes, so be it.
Oh, you are such a pushy. You are such a pushy. Why are you such a pushy? Good grief. So you're saying that you would rather have Carly Rae Underwood be dating Shawn Mendes and not you?
Well, her name is Camila Cabello, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you just have all the answers, don't you? You just have all the answers.
Well, I just think it's somewhat helpful for the listeners if we get her name right, because they might be lost.
Okay. So you're Mr. High and Mighty, just pretending that you have all the answers and you don't feel any issue with a woman
dating a gay man?
No, I don't really have a problem with it, because there's lots of beautiful women out there, and, you know, if a woman wants to date a man that is gay, I'm not saying Shawn Mendes is gay, but if he happens to be gay, as long as they're safe, you know, use protection, act responsibly, I don't really see what the big issue is.
You are not a man. No man would reject Caramello, Caramel Cabello,
and her lovely lips, her luscious breasts, and her sultry legs.
I'm not saying I'm rejecting her. It's just there's a situation where they happen to be dating.
Oh, it's all a ruse. It's not even real. It is fake. Fake news. Fake news. Okay? It is not real. And for that matter, if it were real, it would be against the wishes of God.
Well, now you're getting religious, and I don't really think that's pertinent for this discussion.
In the eyes of the Lord, the reason for men and women to exist is to procreate. It is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Okay, that's like the most tired, hokey argument on the planet. And I apologize to listeners of Great A Nation that Michael Ficus has pretty much wasted everyone's time, because he had absolutely nothing but hateful things to say.
Oh, hateful. All I am doing is pointing out that a woman should not be dating a gay man. That's all I'm doing.
Well, I apologize to the folks that were offended, and hopefully on the next installment of Great A Nation, we can bounce back.
Oh, you're ending it right now already?
Well, Michael, if you're just going to be spewing hate, I don't really think it's necessary to go on.
I would like my money back. I would like my money back right now.
You're not getting your money back, Michael. You paid, and it is what it is.
Oh, you are a world-class heap.
All right. I'm sorry, folks. We'll catch you on the next installment of Great A Nation. Hope you have a great week. Take care. Brush your hair. That's not a very good sign-off, but I'm a little bit flustered by Michael Ficus.
Hello!